This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Representatives of the Taliban are in Moscow just days after President Trump said peace talks with them were dead. Julie Walker reports.
A Taliban official says the group's negotiating team is now in Russia, just days after President Trump declared a deal he had been making was dead. The visit marks an interesting development, given that the insurgent group made Moscow its first international visit following the collapse of talks with Washington. Russia has been accused of aiding the Taliban as a safeguard against a burgeoning Islamic State affiliate closely linked to the terrorist group, the Islamic Movement of Afghanistan. I'm Julie Walker.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker will hold talks next week to try to break the Brexit impasse as both sides seek to avert what could be a disastrous no-deal departure. Johnson says Friday that he is not wavering on leaving the EU.
I certainly won't be deterred by anybody from our goal of coming out of the EU on October the 31st, which is, I think, what the people of this country want us to do, and they want us to get Brexit done.
However, Juncker told a German radio station that he was hoping for some alternative proposals, but he wasn't optimistic at resolving the stalemate. Kenya has become the third African country to roll out the world's first malaria vaccine. Young children in 8 western Kenyan counties will receive the vaccine developed by British pharmaceutical giant GlaxoSmithKline. Africa continues to bear the greatest brunt of malaria globally, and the introduction of the vaccine in parts of Africa is seen as a possible game changer in fighting the disease. The World Health Organization says Africa accounts for 90% of malaria cases and deaths globally. This is VOA. China says it will lift tariffs on U.S. soybeans, pork, and more. It's another sign of easing tensions ahead of trade talks scheduled for next month. AP correspondent Zara Shackley reports.
Beijing imposed 25% tariffs on American farm goods last year in response to President Donald Trump's tariff hikes on Chinese goods. Hopes are now growing that China and the U.S. might defuse the prolonged dispute that is threatening global economic growth. But there hasn't been any sign of progress on the main issues in their sprawling conflict over trade and technology.
Zara Shackley reporting. Swedish teen climate activist Greta Thunberg addressed the crowd of other youth demonstrators Friday in a protest and march outside the White House, demanding action by the U.S. government on climate change.
This is very overwhelming, and to just never give up, we will continue, and see you next week on September 20th.
September 20th is the day Thunberg and potentially millions of other kids around the world will participate in a global climate strike to call on politicians and government leaders to do more to address the climate crisis. She's in Washington, D.C. for several days of rallies and lobbying efforts in advance of the climate strike. She'll also address the UN Climate Summit on the 23rd. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan assured residents of the disputed Kashmir area on Friday that he will expose what he called India's oppression and human rights violations in the region when he addresses the UN General Assembly later this month. Khan made the comments in a speech in Muzaffarabad in Pakistani-held Kashmir, his first speech there since India revoked Kashmir's special status 5 weeks ago. Some 20,000 people took part in the rally. Khan told the crowd they should not march towards the line of control, which separates the Pakistani and Indian sides, until such time as he tells them to. His appeal came days after thousands of unarmed young people marched towards the frontier to protest the lockdown in Indian-held Kashmir, triggering clashes with police. Joshua Wong, one of the most visible leaders of the Hong Kong protest movement, has arrived in the United States to rally support following a whirlwind visit to Berlin. Wong, who has been permitted to travel internationally while on bail, is facing charges stemming from more than 3 months of pro-democracy protests. He'll spend the next several days speaking to legislators, human rights activists, and students in New York and Washington. I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA News.